The people, the Notak people who live, the Napaktomit, the people who lived where the forest is, and the Nunatagmit, the ones that followed the caribou. The old folks who lived that way, who grew up that way, said in early spring, late winter, on their way back from inland to come back to the coast, they would pool all their food together, and they would have one person cook the meals, and they would all eat their meals together. A certain portion to the men, the hunters, a larger portion to them, because they needed their health and their strength for survival, and then a portion to the mothers and the children. And they were strict about that portion of food that they passed out to, and that was their way to all survive together, portioning out the food in time. When food became scarce in late winter and early spring, before the ducks came, you know, and before the ice break up, so they could get fish and all this type of thing, they pool their food together. Mm-hmm. Other people did too, to survive together. And in those days, they didn't hunt individually. They'd plan together where they were going to hunt, because their survival depended on each other. Even the women would get together and fish together, and then divide up the fish. And then the same way, they'd get together and go berry picking together, because there's safety in numbers. They could help each other. It was a helping each other kind of society. Everybody knew, you know, they all knew what they were supposed to do. And I remember when other women used to scold me and correct me, not only my grandmother, not only my aunt and uncle, but other women, other men, you know. If they thought we weren't doing the right thing, they'd correct us right on the spot. It was just like, these are our kids, you know, they belong to us. It's our responsibility to correct them. And so we respected everybody, because everybody looked after us. That's a lot to get you started.
That's a lot to get us started. That's good.
I don't know how much in detail you wanted that, but that's a beginning.
Oh, give us enough to.
If there's anything you feel that you don't have enough on, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good start.